Well, basically, I'd just like to, you know, go over and talk about what, how, you know, you grew up and have the grace, and talk about your family and a little bit of what you remember about your childhood and growing up, and, you know, what the community was like and that
kind
of thing.
Dan, stop talking. Oh, I don't want to talk to you about it. I
want to
talk to you
about. Oh, well, that's a really nice pocketbook.
Well, that's all I got.
This is Roman.
Now, here's another one I made.
Oh, well, that's really pretty. Huh. Well, now,
that's the only one I have now. And
I threw
mine out. I didn't know that. I left it up there.
Very
oh, this is one I made. Look over here.
Oh, boy. Well, you just have a lot of
humor.
You
know, on this. You know, it's cut it off.
That's fine.
Who's in it? Yeah. I don't care.
Well,
yeah.
Now, now, you're Teresa.
The T-A-T-R-E, yes.
And you're Ann.
Ann.
Okay.
Kimba.
And, let's see. First of all, do you want to tell me a little bit about where were you born?
Right here.
In this very house?
Right in this house.
Oh, now, is this your parents, is this their house that they built, or
yes. Yes, they built it, and my father had both. And when we went out, we lost all our rings.
Lost what?
Your rings. When we went over there on the other side, all your rings were gone. Mine too, look, I have no more rings.
Uh-oh. Well, now, your father was a shipbuilder?
No. Not a builder.
He was too faded from Wilmington to Baltimore. Palmer's Island. Palmer's Island.
Yeah, it is.
Maiden name. And we had probably the woods up there. And they had shack, you know, where they put feet in and salted them and barreled them, and they called it Parmesan, but when it was changed to that, Alan, I don't know.
Well, look, it went all the way down there to where the people that lived up here on the street used to go in there.
Well,
I'm going to put this back.
Now, what was your father's name?
Charles Edward Thomas.
Yeah, and he was
Charles Edward Thomas.
And he used to put the stuff in there as some, what was the man's name that used to bring it in? Brought all the stuff that he had to put on the boat. He used to have to put it, fix the boat with, and then you were stuck in the hole of the boat. not a hole in the boat, but it's a place where you'd have the things, and then the mother put us in there so we could have a little bit of fun.
It was in the hole in the boat, and across the beam, Dad put a swing,
mm-hmm.
and put us down there, and pulled the ladder up, and that's how he knew we were safe, because we were only little kids. I think I was practically born on the world.
I know I was.
Oh, no. And that's how he knew he was safe when he would put it down. That was when he was running empty.
I'll tell you one better than that.
A lot of times
he put me in the boat, and he said, "Peter, you go, take your the things, same time. Oars, and I'm going to show you how to teach you how to do that." And he took the oars away from me, and he took the paddle and said, "Now you paddle across here." And that was down on another place.
That was down what he did mean when they had a whole lot of stones out in the water. Because the tide was so low, and he ran out on these stones and gave the boat a push and said, "Now row or go adrift."
Well, he did me that way too.
And I had to learn to row the boat. That
was I'm still trying to show you this pretty little thing I made, Ann. Look.
Yes, Tom, that is pretty.
Don't you think it is?
Now, my father was a big man. Now, there's a picture of him on the boat. And here's the stem of the boat. And, of course, this one didn't turn out very good. I couldn't find my good picture.
Elsie of Havligrave. Now, who was Elsie?
Who was it named after? His old girlfriend?
I don't know who it is. He took the money he did with me was told me to get those oars out there.
I know, but you said that, but yeah. Who was the Elsie named after? You remember?
No, because it was only about that mustard field to pull these things through. And he used to take all these stuff from the boat.
This is another boat, y'all. This is called the Pearl.
I don't know the way you got them, because I never had them.
Mm. And this is the same thing. Now, this is during one of the ice gorges, I think, we have here. And this is when it was taken in, I think, 1918, when they used to build these barges down here, right down at the foot of Virgil Street.
And Daddy lost it. Daddy lost his...
And you see, there's another one. And I remember being on one when it was launched.
Well, we all had to get down.
Huh? Were there many around here? Like
they built quite a few of those, didn't they?
Yeah.
What, for Satan, like my father did? I think it was only about...
Uncle Gus?
He was on the Widgeon. It was made exactly like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Only feet was a little bit wider across the middle.
And yeah, but Vanverse was the one that took care of them.
Was the Widgeon. This was the Widgeon, and this was the Elsie, and they were sister boats. And then this man down here, he had one that he traded back and forth. Is his name Thomas Daniel?
You know who was down there? Yeah. The one that used to get Daddy to take the weed up. The weed up found the boat, the hole of the boat.
Yeah.
And he would have to help people to help him to
get that. Now, how long did it take to unless he had the weed have to go with his job?
Well, he took lumber, wood, logs to Wilmington. He put in the paper mill up there to make paper.
Now I'm
going to
tell you what they told me.
And then he run a lot of this rip-rap stone from the quarry up here.
Mm-hmm.
And the fence that's around Simon's place up here, he ran that stone from around there. Mm-hmm. And he also took it to Love Point And you had to get in a, what they call a lighter. It was like a big shell. He loaded those stone on the shell and then made all that bulkhead around Lush Point down there. And we kids all got in the in our bathing suits and bare feet.
Mom
we went to the small ones and put against this brick wall. But the
mom was a little late getting her there.
She
got in the water, but she didn't have a
it was unloaded in a, you know, down like this, you see.
Where'd you
and
get
then
them in? Because I
don't know where I got them.
I think they must have been mine. Or
oh, they were not yours.
I don't have any
on
your picture. I never got any of them. Nobody
yes, this is the bottom of the, I don't know where this is.
It's the tail of the boat down underneath.
I think this is right down here at the pencil place. On one of those, you see, what Pencil had a place, he had like a one river here and here,
mm-hmm.
like a, where you put your boat, moored your boat,
mm-hmm.
and this was in one
oh,
of those. Well, this is just another one of those barges, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now this,
my father should get in there, folks, and I'm going to tell you how to get it on the other side.
I think this was taken down at the foot of Stockton, where Stockton was, in through there.
I was up, up the street.
That's up further, where
yeah.
Stockton was.
Yeah, almost up to the
bridge. I didn't know whether you'd be interested in
yeah,
this or not.
Yeah. I'd like
and
to
this is when we used to have the ice gorges. See, that was the ice all piled up, and this
mm-hmm.
is my sister and I on the ice as it broke up down at the park.
Well, now what was that like?
What, an ice gorge? We had great big hammocks of ice that would float down the river. Oh, they were huge.
And he had
and
those
they would back up and back up and back up until it brought the tide. Oh, the tide was so high it would clear up to
Bonneville.
And one time it was so high that Dad's boat was up there on Market Street, right in front of the A&T store, right in the road. That's where it wound up.
No, it
high
didn't.
So high.
It wound up with that thing he dropped in the bottom of it. You know, the, I can't think of the name of it. And he got somebody to go under, and there was these boats, the thing showing right up through it, the light.
Right down here. Oh, well, that was down here, huh?
Yes.
That was down here at the end of Pencil Fork on the
yeah.
lower side.
Mm-hmm.
He was on a great big hammock, and he poked a hole clear through the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he was talking about.
Yeah, and Daddy said, grab those.
Yeah.
Handles and get out. Something like that with you.
Now, this is a picture of my mother and father on that boat, on the boat.
And Mother forgot to take a something to go in the water.
There's another picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you got them, because I
took these pictures myself.
Did you? I never got any of them.
These are when he was pulled up. Now this was right down there.
Where he lost the,
at the end of this work down here at Pencils was these barges. And this was on the upper side of them, and that's where he was pulled up to do some minor repairs.
Yeah, well, we were all in school or something. We couldn't be doing it all the time.
Yeah.
How long did it take him to go from Wilmington to Boston?
Not long.
Well, I don't think he made too many trips to Boston. He was mostly from the choir down. He made a few trips up there.
Well,
then
I'm not gonna bother.
According to how long it took him to unload, you know, he used to get down to number 3 elevator in Baltimore and unload the grain. And we kids, he would take our hats off. And we used to run the length of the boat and jump in the wheat to see how far we could bury ourselves.
And another thing we did too. Little old boats running off and
running. Well, he always had that big thing called the boat, so we could make it up so swing on. In the boat while we were going.
In the beam, on the beam.
On the
train
of the
boat.
Yes, it was very good last
man.
Guy told me to get over on the other side. And we used to, always be down here. And a girlfriend of mine used to go down and we'd play house. We'd clean the boat all up, you know, scrub the floor and everything. We just had a picnic. So one day I went up the rigging, clear to the top of the mast.
So did I.
And my mother saw me from here.
Oh.
And she said, if you're going to do that, then you're not going down anymore to play. So I had to stay off the rigging.
Well, I went all the way up to the top of the
boat. I wanted to. Now this picture was taken when the Japanese sub and the captain's Japanese sub and had it up here.
And they brought it to have it there?
Yeah, that was in Havre. They brought it to have it there to show. There's a picture of it.
I don't know whether you would be. It was so high that the we had to do the tunnel to get down to the backyard one time. The snow was so high.
And we didn't visit the main gate.
Now this is when the Hotel Bayou was being built, and that we were standing in front of one of the windows. That's where they had the windows put in. You know the hotel down near the park. That was taken then. This is a picture of my grandfather.
Now they still won't make me go down to that place on my car.
Do you remember much about the Bayou? What it was like?
Oh, it was beautiful. Oh, the Bayou was beautiful. It was all made of that fieldstone, what they call fieldstone. Well, you can see that now.
You know what it is? It's pretty
hard to
it.
And this is when we were hauling Sane, and we had the, our bathing suits on, and he was helping to pull Sane into the top fish.
And I went
in for commercial fishing later. And then years after that, when Daddy died, they had a, my brother took the boat over, and he used to go back and forth and do the same work that my father did. And then the Pennsylvania Railroad took and paid him to take the mast out of the boat because they didn't want to come and open the draw all the time. And I don't know what they paid him now, but of course he didn't get paid much then. And then he...
That was Vanderbilt's place.
Yeah. So, you see, we had an old conch shell. And we had to blow this conch shell when we were down at the lighthouse so they would have the draw open by the time we got up there. And if they were slow, we had to take and make a circle and then go back and make a second try at it. So we go.
that was before the age of radio.
You didn't have anything like that. No, nothing like that then.
Pretty rough there. One time back,
I'm going to show you the white elephant and all these.
I told him he was putting all these things for them to make, for the kids to swing back and forth from the hole a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Light caps, all these light caps.
We used to wait for my mother to blow this
for me. He and I on the boat. And it really got, it got so rough that you could see the bottom of the boat on one side when it would go up near the light, you see, and it went up, and oh, you could see the bottom of that boat, and boy, I got scared that time.
Oh, that was the time it stumbled.
I remember that too. He stumbled, and I thought, oh, what would I do if he ever would fall overboard? And I thought, well, the only thing I could do is run up to the front and throw the anchor off and pray that
and
he would be
able
to swim to it.
The anchors
had
those rings, heavy rings in them.
Well, now, where did she go to school?
Here in the old school that they turned is Tordan. See, they had a school out there where, I think it's where the must be in the boarding school. It must be where they built the gymnasium. And they only had 11 grades in the school then.
I remember that.
And I remember that the highest one that ever graduated, they had a room, wasn't as big as this, for the graduating class. There was 11. That was the highest that ever graduated. That I knew of.
Well, Ralph
was
there.
Cool.
Brother Ralph?
That was before my time.
Now she's coming
it
in.
We all went to school there. That
we
they
did.
Called it elementary school, but now we've got these other schools. We were never in the new schools at all. I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she wasn't in the new
schools. Do you remember much about what was it as a kind of a book and how did you have slates when you first went?
No, I didn't have slates.
I didn't either.
They had slates before that, and they wrote on. No, I had paper and tablets and books and everything like that. I remember they had 3 first grades, and they had 2 seconds and 2 thirds and 2 fourths, and that fourth grade was a devil. It was hard.
I'm having trouble with that.
So that's when you changed to going to geography. We started geography in the fourth grade, and it was hard.
And this is when she blows the honk on, and my mother, when we were coming up from wherever we had the sea bone in there, and he pulled that up. Don't you remember that?
Yeah, and you had to blow 3 times to let them know that
and,
you were
and mother would
know.
Have everything on that table to eat, and then he'd get that in the house.
Yep.
And he took, I'm going to tell you a little part that's funny on the end. He took Anne and tipped her overboard.
I had that picture that you to bring.
That
I brought that.
This
I brought that. I thought, sure, I brought that there. We had a storm was coming up one time, and we had the preacher's wife and.
Oh, yes.
And on there, because they were just in a small boat, and they wanted to. Have some sort of protection from the storm that was coming up. And we were kind of in swimming. I couldn't swim, so he just let us play around the lee board. I mean, that boat has lee boards on it. And to tell you when you're getting in shallow water, if you had them up and it hit bottom, you knew you were in shallow water, then you had to hook them down and go in deeper water.
I knew it was, so he put me in it.
And he had a rope tied around the arm, around this way, you know. And of course, you know, little kids, they want to hear everything that's going on, and I was kind of listening to what the people were saying, and he just picked me up and took me overboard.
And but he held it up in the water for mom.
No, he didn't put his foot on the rope until it went clear.
No.
Oh, almost gone over the rail.
And he had it.
My mother was astounded. But
awesome.
I come up, and all I could see was green water rushing by. Oh, I could see it was something green, you know, because it took me by surprise. I never opened my eyes in the water. I see too many things.
And Vanderbilt had that, if you didn't know, they were the ones that kept it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one that
Vanderbilt kept what?
Now this one isn't like that one. I'll put that one down and see this one. I don't mean to be getting a lot of.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's the one that's in the fairway all the time, and we used to jump a punch over them.
Well, what do you remember about growing up in Hazardous? What was it like living here in the town?
Well, I guess it was just like any small town.
It was
of course, it wasn't as large as it is today.
Well,
we
most
had
of
lots
it was
of friends.
Was Daddy and put me in and take care, let me know we come down here.
Yeah.
And that's why they came all the time. board this big on the bottom of the stamp and put the, and put the and he put the board in the hold of the boat, if you remember, and put the big pieces along it and gave it. How about that?
There was 100 kids in this box when I was growing up.
Well, there was more than that than if I was
growing up. All the families around here either had 13 children, 11 children, 9 children, and all these houses along here. And there was 100 kids, and they always called it Kid Street. And this house down here on this corner, right down here, sat way back. And she had the most beautiful green lawn, and we used to go down there and play. I don't know how the woman still would say this, too. We'd play down there, we'd play statues, or they call statues, you know what they what that is. Well, they one person would take you by the hand and twist you around, make you go around, and let you go. And whichever way you landed was the way you were supposed to act. Some of us were angels, and some of us butterflies, and different things that we thought we'd like to be. And then she'd pick out the prettiest one, and then she would be the one that was playing around. I know we played that game. And this was a dirt road out front, no McAdam. It was all dirt road.
But the other part had a fence, white fence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they got you to get on that, and they stay on it until they broke it.
And I know there were three girls of us. One lived over there and one lived across the street. We always went to school together. And you'll have to come back to it because I don't remember your school days.
Oh, I'm not a father. You're totally a mother.
I know she used to run away from me all the time.
She was too little.
See, we had a we had a roller towel on this back door here. And she and another girl, her girlfriend, would take and pull that towel through the door and jam it. And by the time I got it open, she and the other girl disappeared and I couldn't follow them or be with them. We had a good time when we were kids, but we really did.
And when my father told me to hoist up that
sail,
not the sail, the other thing, it was in the woods.
Anchor.
Please get there and we'll hoist up that anchor.
And I was so light that I could hardly pull up the sail.
And then
you had to pull the sails up with ropes like this. On the boat.
No,
yeah.
What I pulled up was with the
iron chain.
Darn,
yeah. Anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And now let me see what else did I want to. Oh, this river used to be frozen over, almost solid.
And it had these big white forms.
It always had a crack down the middle because that's where the tide would go through. And we used to go out there and jump those cracks and go clear over to Stump's Point. And over on Stump's Point, I remember they had a persimmon tree, and we'd go over and get those persimmons, and we'd just go clear down the battery and back and up around the island and clear up around it to Port Deposit.
Mm-hmm.
See, this river was frozen. Dad never had any work from October till May, April or May when it broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And we always had an ice gorge in the spring of the year where the ice all jammed together and then kept piling up and piling
and
up.
Double-decker
bridge. made it a double decker, and you could go across. And
I had to.
One way
had,
was over and one way was back, you know. And made
I was working
then,
and I had to pay.
We used to walk the bridge. Every Sunday we'd walk out to the draw, the bridge back, or out through the country. We used to take long walks out through the country.
Yeah, but you didn't and, smoke.
No, I didn't smoke.
I never did either.
I never did. They had the two ice houses down here on this side.
Oh, yeah.
And they had, I think it was five, up around on 45th side. And my father, my brother, and my two uncles used to cut ice. They'd saw it out in chunks like
don't
this.
Don't forget to tell me what time. 45th Granite. It was and, this high, you know, it was just this through.
And they used to cut this ice, and you had what they called them Arctic. It was like a felt boot. And then they'd have the rubber boot over top of that to keep their feet warm. It was so cold. And they'd push this up with hooks and would go up a pulley in the ice house. And this ice was stored
and you'd slide all
on, in sawdust. And that's all the ice we had all summer. We didn't have no refrigerators or anything like that.
How about when we took that?
And it would last that long?
Almost. Almost. And you'd get a piece of ice this big for a nickel.
And
these kids used to always run after the ice wagon and get a piece of ice. We have a piece of ice and get little pieces that would be chipped off and eat it because it was so hot.
And we'd go right from the top to the bottom.
Where would you get the ice from?
It would be on a wagon pulled by one horse, and it used to come around all the streets and stop in the houses that got ice
oh,
every
I
day.
Didn't
and
that
they had
Ryan.
These hooks. I guess you'd call them tongs. I don't know if you call them tongs or not.
No, those iron.
They were hooks like this. Had
you had one hook and the other like this.
And they would open up and you'd grab them together, you know.
Yeah, you tell me to go across those things up.
And we had
ice. It's hard pulling with iron. Those irons were about this big around a piece. Did you ever pull them at all?
Many a time.
Oh, I don't remember doing that. Well, I remember they put hold of the boat so it was good.
Now, I'll show you these pictures after you take this tape off. I'll
What about, what was it, you went to the store around here, what were the stores like?
We had one little store around there where they had that 400 Club, I think it was, right across from the antique store, and his name was Hollahan,
mm-hmm.
And we always went there, and we used to take a little bucket. We'd get molasses out of the barrel, you know, and it had stick candy and
then you'd get a,
things like that.
You'd get a, apple.
And of course, they still had a drugstore up there where Green's is now, and a man by the Saddler, when I first could remember, a man by the name of Saddler, I think you had something about it several weeks ago when you wrote up about Dr. Green. I remember going up there, and then they had what they called an ice cream parlor where you could go in and sit down on these frail looking little chairs. And of course, we always had the bake shop. We had a bake shop there where Madison Mitchell had this,
and we had
where the galley is today. That was a bake shop owned by Bechtel's. And we used to wait for, at night they'd bake the bread, and we used to wait for them to get the bread baked. And then we'd go up and buy a loaf and eat all inside out. We had a great time doing
well,
that.
Well, there were quite a few of us, and it was nice to have them. Nice with the pearl.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get in very much, did we?
No. We had a little store right up here on the corner of Washington and Bourbon. And what was his name?
One of them was down on Back Street.
Mm-hmm. By Raleigh now. Who it was owned before that, I don't know.
Yeah.
And he had like a little candy store, and he'd have like ham that he would slice, and potatoes, and just staple things.
And how about Mama? What she got to sleep in? And we had those big anchors to pull up. They didn't pull any up, but I did. Huh?
Yes, it did.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering about What did you do? You said you ice skated. What other things did you enjoy doing while you were growing up?
But over on the other side of the river, all the way across.
Well,
and we got it from two of the people that were friends of mine. But we would skate on it, so we got over to the place where they had the all the things built up on there. What was that?
I don't know. We used to get on Sunday with Dad was home. He always would get a crowd of people together, and we'd go down the river crabbing.
If it was daylight,
yeah. Oh, sometimes we got right early, and we'd come back and we'd cook the crabs on the shore. Of course, you could go on the shore then. Now you can. It's always privately known. And we'd cook all these crabs, and we'd eat them. Oh, we'd have a ball. We'd take everything under the sun to eat. And then on another Sunday in the spring of the year, when the magnolias and everything were, we'd go over to Bull's Mountain and climb that mountain and get all kinds of laurel,
yes, but you know,
magnolias,
your father had a place to go where to get
and
those.
Oh, we'd get bouquets like this.
Yeah,
now
because
you're not allowed to pull them.
They would be
through
with the kids,
mm-hmm.
Just like they got their hair
now. And we used to get in, the farmers used to always invite us up. We'd go, and we'd go what we call cherry hunting. And they have rows of trees on each side of the lane where you went to the house, and they just turn them over to you. You could pick as many as you wanted. And we sometimes we'd pick 15 or 20 gallons, and maybe more, but I think we ate more than we picked when we were kids. And that was a hot job, because you'd go through all this high grass, it'd be about that high, it would be almost over my head because I was tired. Oh, we used to have a great time, I'm telling you. You know, right off, you can't think of everything.
No, but we, if people ask us, we can always tell them.
Yeah,
because when he put me in that little rowboat, and he told me, to, you know, so, what do you call it? This way.
Feather the oars.
Feather the oars, and then put on the other side. He was like, yeah, I think so.
Did you, you said you traveled, you know, with him sometimes. Did you get to see other Wilmington and Baltimore while you were growing up?
Oh yes, we used to go down
sure.
And
they had those great big places.
We didn't. I didn't get many places in Wilmington because we had to go through the canal. And you know that was a great thing then when you'd go through the canal and they'd raise the water and you'd be way up high and then they'd lower it and then they'd raise it. It was 3 days I think we had to go through when we went up through the canal.
Well, now, I want to make sure which canal are you talking about?
Delaware.
Yes,
they used to bring the
boats
up there.
Susquehanna
Canal.
And then
do you remember anything about the
Susquehanna
and Tidewater Canal?
Only one time my father almost fell in it. That's the only thing I remember.
You almost fell in it.
Dad almost fell in it. He had well, of course, I don't believe the canal was in use then, but the locks up there. His boats were on a lake, and we had to stop up there, and we had to pump all night long. And they only had a little narrow board across the canal, and we had to walk that, and it was dark at night. And he kind of slipped the one time, and we were hungry, and we had to go up to a little store that was up there, and we got something to eat. And we only had these pumps, like with a little sucker on the end, what they call the sucker, a little piece of leather and a long pole like this. We'd go down a little hole about this big around.
Well,
and we'd have to pull that up and down and up and down. That's the way we had to pump her out.
Mm-hmm.
So you see.
And it had a little stove inside.
Yeah. Oh, he had the cutest little stove where he baked everything and cooked everything. It was about that big a square.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little oven in it. Everything. And he had bunks, you know, two bunks, one on each side.
So
and of course, when we went, they would lay something in the floor, and they'd lay on the floor, the kids. But,
yes, they made the place for them to swing, too.
Yeah.
But
that's about
that big wide, and you could take it from side to side, and you'd just take it
for a swing. Kind of thing.
I didn't want to cut you off. You were talking about Baltimore.
Oh, yes. We'd go to Baltimore, and we would sometimes have to lay in the harbor for a couple of days before they would be able to unload. And they'd take us to number 3 elevator, and that's where they unloaded the grain.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they just put a chute down and chuck that grain right up.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times it was in bags. And they would have to take these bags and put them on their shoulder and throw them up on deck.
Don't forget who you left them there at first.
Who?
The one that used to live on the land over here. Going down towards the park. See, I got her stump it later.
I can't think about that.
Oh, it was
I know they had a laundry here. Carol's Laundry. I think he had something about it in the paper not long ago.
And they had the
two of my sisters worked in that laundry. Back going to Baltimore. One time my sister Ella was on the boat and Dad was down sleeping. And the boat kept rolling and rolling and rolling, and whistles was blowing and blowing. And he wondered what it was all about. He thought something had happened. So when he come up, he was flirting with all the people on tugboats, and tugboats were blowing. The people were blowing
over.
Who was
doing that? Oh, Ella.
Oh, gosh,
I forgot I
had
a
sister. Yeah, she and the first thing we did when we landed in Baltimore Harbor was to go ashore and go to the market.
That's right, that's where we lived.
The first thing we did.
And guess what?
And we always bought an apple cake and a cheese cake. I remember
and
those
you
two. Or
you
a peach cake.
You couldn't
say we always got those three things.
Place like that down hanging up there if you didn't look in it.
What?
See it on top of the mirror?
Mirror?
Yeah, everybody went past that mirror had to see it. They had to see himself. I just bothered them.
Well,
and is it Lexington Market?
Lexington Market, and we used to go through there so much. But I remember that was the first thing we would do when we landed was to get ready and go up into the market and do our shopping and bring something down. But I remember those three things: that apple cake, cheesecake, and peach cake.
And
always,
I can't remember
they were
made
in the
pan
about this long and about this wide. Mrs. Lubin?
Lubin.
I always go to Mrs. Lubin. She was a friend of Dad's. We always went in to see her. She was a Dutch lady.
She was good for
yeah. And always offer you a glass of beer, you know.
And
yeah.
I don't like beer. Don't mention it.
Well, I don't either. She always gave Dad a glass of beer.
I never liked it. And Buddy comes in here and asks a glass of beer, and I empty it.
And if I drink it?
Sure, I don't want any of that beer.
No, I know you don't, hon.
That's enough
for you. Well, let me see what else.
Well, now, tell me, I'm not sure your family. What was your mother's name and your sister's and brother's?
Dad's name was Charles Edwin
yes.
Palmer, and mother's was B.D.E. Palmer.
That's right.
That's B.E.A.D.I.E. And we had a brother, Ralph.
Very good looking guy with black hair and curly hair.
And one a sister named Dee Dee, one named Pearl, one named Ella, and Hilda. We had one named Augustus. Well, there were 13 of us. I don't remember the other names.
Well, how about when Mother put her nightgown on and
some of them.
And Daddy, he didn't know you could see them.
Taken in the backyard. We used to take a lot of pictures on Sunday.
And had pretty
and of course
pretty
you saw that.
Dresses. We always had pretty dresses.
Yes. What this looks like the frame.
A grape arbor. We had a grape
arbor.
Arbor.
Yeah.
From here clear on down
and
to the bottom
shed.
Of the yard.
Don't forget the shed.
And of course,
long
you had a shed in the back.
Right with us.
Well,
right with
us. They were very popular around here. Did a lot of people have arbors?
Most everybody had arbors.
Yes.
At that time. The one on the corner had one. Mrs. Debbie's had one, and I think they had one over there in the next house.
And they had one down here. My
and
mother
had
said,
one
take
over
it out.
Here
don't
in this
it.
House. And we had one. They had one next door. They had one up on the corner. Most
nearly
all the
houses
at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we always put up grape jelly and grape jam. And one time I told you about when we picked cherries. Mother canned 72 quarts of cherries. And we can.
I don't like cherries. So
we can damsons and orchard things
peaches.
Are so hard to cut.
Peaches?
No, what's them things that are so hard to cut about that big around?
You mean?
You almost had to take an axe to cut
them.
Well,
that's what I was going to ask you.
Quinces. We always put up quinces.
Now, I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
It's a fruit about that big around, and it's as hard as a bullet, I'm telling you.
Yes, and I had a hole in one a while ago.
You couldn't cut them with a knife hardly. I'm telling you, they were so hard to cut, and you'd have blisters on your fingers here trying to peel them. And
well,
of course, Mother always put up the green tomato preserve.
I still got fingers, have you?
And of course, Dad didn't work during the winter. And he had to lay up enough stuff in the house to take care of the winter time. So he'd lay in 2 cases of tomatoes, 2 cases of corn, two cases of buckwheat, 2 cases of pancakes, a barrel of flour, and 100 pounds of sugar, and a 50 pound of Oreo. That's when you had to mix it up with gooey like this.
And then I used to have
a
little
had a little cap for him with it, and you take so much, and you have to mix it up with your hands to get the yellow in it. That's
oh,
not where the yellow.
I
not where the yellow
went.
This is putting the yellow in.
She went like this, but I stood real straight.
And we made bread 3 times a week.
And we used to make it on top of the.
And knead that bread. We had to knead it.
Yes, but where
it
now?
On the table.
No, oh. I mean when we got on the boat.
Oh, I don't ever need it on the boat.
They used to bring it up and put it on that little thing. They had a little bank inside of the house of the boat. And because the boat was the one that, you know, that's where we used to go in there to eat our meals.
Sure, in the cabin.
Yeah, well, that's where they were most of the time. When you could be in there to find it would be there.
And Dad always made shortcake. He made the best shortcake I think anybody around. And he'd just put it in a pan and take his knuckles like that and go around and then take a fork. Boy, that was good shortcake.
Better than we can make.
Let me see. Yes, I'm going to show them something funny now. Yeah. This is when a circus lady lived across the street, and we borrowed all the clothes and took pictures one year.
Now
and
we
all
said
we were in the circus. This is Rose Way and myself and Bernie Griggs.
Rose.
Mrs. Griggs had belonged to the circus.
Well, now, what circus was it?
Oh, dear.
Was
it a traveling circus?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it Ringling Brothers? Wasn't Barnum and Bailey. It must have been Ringling Brothers.
It was one of
before
them.
Before they... combined. And this is Lawrence Boyd. Now he was a Harry Grass guy too. He was a good looking fella. And he happened to be passing.
Did he die in?
Sure, I think he did.
This is how we went swimming.
We went swimming down at the lighthouse, and there was just a little place down there, and there was seaweed on both sides, and we just had a little narrow place to go out. And the boys used to always take it. If they found our clothes down there, tie them up knots.
They called them.
And they put them in so darn many knots we could hardly get them out. And if we found theirs, we did the same thing. So we'd put our suit on here and take our dresses off after we got down there, and then they used to tie our clothes up.
You could even take them and roll them up in that little place where he kept the stuff to eat, and you'd roll them right around.
Down the lighthouse.
Well, the lighthouse, was it in operation to help you?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was in operation.
And
then.
It was Mr. Mm-hmm. Well, whose was it that lived down here that was, always had Daddy to help him? Vandiver. They were supposed to be the biggest people in Havergrey. You know what I mean? So they're not big, but they had all the
well, they
ups
were,
and downs.
Yeah, they were
And Daddy was down here looking for them more than he was looking for my mother and I.
Now, what did the lighthouse do? It helped you to keep them.
No, I'll tell you what, you don't know. I crawled up the rope that goes clear to the top of it. I think we got some pictures of it, don't you think we have?
I don't know. I don't have any.
Well, if I find some, I'll get
them. I don't have any pictures of the lighthouse at all.
Well, I had them, and if I find them, I'll give them.
The only thing I got of the lighthouse is that lamp I had made.
Over there.
Ceramic lamp.
There's one right
yeah.
in the back there.
That's
mine.
The only thing I have of the lighthouse. Oh, I do have a picture of it where Fred's brother, Tom, and you and
oh,
all
well, that's different.
Down there.
That was the
lighthouse.
I thought it was a different one.
Coming up
up Jersey.
Coming up the bay, you come up around the island like this, and then you had to come this way, and then you had to come up this way to get the channel. And if you come right straight on up, you'd land on the flats, and you couldn't
get
it.
Well, darn if we
didn't. So you go up
time.
This far, and when the... There was a red light and a green light, and when you saw the green light, you knew it was time to turn. That's a battery. So you turn this way, and when you saw the green light on the lighthouse, then you turn this way. And that's how you knew how to come up the bay. And there wasn't any lights on these shores at all.
And now what?
There was three lights, I think, on these shores when we'd come up, and it was dark as pitch.
And how about Mom? What she used to come up there.
Mom was on the boat one time steering. Dad was down in
the hold of the boat.
Taking his news, and she had on a big rim hat, great big rim hat. And a sailboat went by and said, "Hi there, look at Miranda standing on the deck."
Well, I had to handle it.
Yeah.
I had to steer it.
But we had good times on that boat, and I'm telling you.
Well, once they brought up that stuff and went right on through Hammond, right between here and the next door. Do you remember that, Ann? We had a bad storm.
I remember the time Mom telling me about the time a storm hit them and it took everything off the boat, even the fenders and the hatches and
everything.
The draw bucket and everything. They had a draw bucket. It was a wooden bucket on a rope. And that's
what I saw.
And when you got down here in the river, before you got to salt water and the water was deep, they would fill this great big barrel up with water from the river, and that's what we drank, the river water.
It was better than you can get now.
but we waited until, you know, you got out of down the bay somewhat, but before you got to salt water, and they fill that barrel up. And this barrel just had a hole cut in the top with a piece of canvas that laid over it, and it had a piece of metal, round metal, so it would hold that flap down on it. And that's the water we had to drink and use, And for washing, if we wanted to wash our face, we'd pull out of that bunk early in the morning, get a bucket of water in this
dry
bucket.
A basin, you mean? I never got any more basin.
And gosh, it would freeze you to death.
I only just had a basin.
I know, but you had to get the water first out of the river with this dry bucket.
Oh, yeah. You didn't care if you put it on her head or on her
And
head.
They claim that's the only rope on the boat, is the rope on the dry bucket. Everything else is called something else but rope.
Well, the ones
like
that go up and you crawl up them, I was up to the top of the
well,
mast.
Well, I know, but they call that the rigging. It was made of rope and the...
I never heard of rigging on that one. Huh? I never heard of rigging.
The rigging is what you went up to the mast. That was the rigging.
I have another name for it.
I had dead eyes on it, you know. Remember the dead eyes they had on it?
I didn't see anything dead.
These three little round things with holes in it where the rope went through, but they didn't call it rope.
And you had to sleep on the bottom of the boat.
A lot of times you can hear that old water rolling back and forth. You really put this to sleep.
But it wasn't the
moving.
You're
still going to sleep on
that. No.
It wasn't
and
moving.
The old rudder would go squeak, 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 squeak.
And you
were the rudder, you know, with the waves, squeak, squeak, that old rudder would go back and forth.
Well, look at the family we had. Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph and Macy and Pearl and Ella and you and I and Charlie. Oh, I didn't tell you Charlie on that.
There's another one on there, too, I can't think.
And sister, Beattie.
Yeah. She was from Tillman's Island.
Beattie wasn't from Tillman's Island.
Well, I thought
she was born here.
Yeah, that's it. Well, she kept away from here to Tillman.
No, she didn't.
Well, I heard she did.
She lived in Baltimore and when she died.
Well, I didn't know anything about that. Mm-hmm. I know Daddy had he was trying to cut a piece of wood and he slid it just all the way down and blood just ran. You remember that, Ann?
No.
Oh, that was
before my time.
Oh, go on. Good thing you had a time.
That was before
I was going to thank you.
And this is the style of the dresses he used to wear.
Now, what do you call those?
I don't know. They were just long-waisted dresses. I don't know. I had to pay an awful lot of money to have them made. Remember that long-waisted dress you
made? Did I make it?
Miss Deppich made it.
Oh, Miss Deppich. I love it, Miss Deppich. She died. Oh, yeah, look at
those long-waisted dresses. Yours is purple. Mine was gray. I don't know what Anna Mitchell's was.
Were there dances and things to go to?
Oh, sure. We used to go to a dance.
A big hall?
They had what they called a mill. What kind of a mill was that
it's
called?
It's the mill that grinds.
No, it wasn't. It was where they made these tablecloths. What do you call them, tablecloths?
They used to call them tablecloths.
No, but the material that they wove. Uh-huh. They were in little square blocks.
Yeah,
red
and
block
you can
and
see
a white
it on
block, had a blue block
street,
and a white yeah. block, and made tablecloths out of it.
That's right.
What was the name of that mill? Gamble's Mill?
Well, that was on the other street. That one.
No. And it was out there, right out on Bourbon Street.
Mm-hmm. This is Bourbon.
And they had a little store out there where they sold things for the children for school. Like
yeah.
paper and pencils and erasers,
stuff,
well, candy too, but I mean, it was just a small store. And up over top of that, they had dancers.
Yes, and it was a great big room.
Great
bigger big hall.
Up
one
there. Now, that, they don't have that now because it's made into a double house. And then they had dancers at the Fireman's Hall, overtop Fireman's
Who?
Hall. Overtop the Fireman's
Denny
Hall. They had dancers up
yes,
over
Yes, I know.
Fireman's
they
hall.
Got me made me dance a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And they had dances up over top of the, what do they call that building now? It's up on Stokes Street.
So many of them, I don't know. So,
Knights,
that's where
Knights
I got
to Columbus.
The
ABFW
or the
American Legion? You can't, now, Buddy,
no, they
Buddy
didn't have
the
American Legion and VFW then.
Buddy's
good,
but
Buddy's
I
know
some of
the
Legion.
Hotel was. Do you remember that?
No, yeah, I remember
My
that.
My son's in that,
but
in
no.
the Legion.
I never went to a dance there.
Oh, I did.
They used to have a
I
big hotel where Van Terry has his apartment building now. Up there across
and
the
look
BS
what
the,
look what I got
I mean,
going there one
Legion.
Night.
What?
Go out looking at the dining room and tell him what it was.
What you got?
Mm-hmm. Go out and look. Not there. Go and look.
I don't know what you got.
I was going to tell you, but you wouldn't let me tell you.
I don't know what you got.
I don't even know what I have now. You got me all upset.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I don't care. What was it we were going to have? Oh, they always had me to teach them how to dance. They just around there, not anybody extra. And we used to go there. Don't you remember, Ann? They had a place there too you could buy.
That's before my time, too.
Can't win for
yeah, I'm not quite as old as you are. Not quite. Almost,
can't,
but not quite.
What about the racetrack? Do you remember that at all?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The racetrack.
I ran out there one day. My mother told me never go out to the racetrack. So this one day I went out after school to see
and
what it was like.
I bet you smoked a cigarette.
Boy, did I get a licking when I got home.
Did you get a
I never went out anymore.
Well, now, that was just different. My father put me in that rowboat and told me, here, you're going to go cross this way. And I did it.
Oh, he's talking about the racetrack now.
I know, but it's
we
not far away.
We used to take in rumors.
We used to take in
and,
rumors.
And we took in one. We rented one room out. We had mother did. And we just had a great time doing the racetrack.
And not only that, how about the little, what we have on the top of the porch? We got a porch upstairs. Did you?
Oh, he used to make a barrel of sauerkraut, is that what you mean?
Yeah, my daddy used to
make
it.
Made a barrel of sauerkraut and put it up on the back porch.
Yes,
and
it would stay there for a long time.
And
it was
the good. Kids would sneak upstairs and kind of get outside and grab a handful with full of ice and everything and come in. Mom used to holler, you can't get in there for that back porch, because she knew we were in the sauerkraut barrel.
Now, why, I don't understand, why did you put it outside? Does
it
have to pickle?
You said
keep it out there to keep it.
Oh.
Yes, on the back porch.
He would take a handful of grated cabbage. He'd get 50 head of cabbage. and he would slice 50 head, 25 head, and bury the other 25 in a kill in the backyard. And to make it, you take a layer of cabbage and a layer of salt, you know, and put it up there to ferment. You have to ferment, you know, before you can use it. And he put it up on the back porch because
I was going to get that in, but I thought I'd let you have it. I'm finished.
Go ahead.
I didn't know that.
We have a big.
My son just made a barrel of sauerkraut now, but really? I don't know. Mister just made a barrel of sauerkraut.
I don't like sauerkraut, so don't bring it down
to me. He sliced up 50 head of cabbage.
Oh,
now,
I
how it's
like
made
that
out, I don't know.
Well, what about, do you remember the Depression and how it affected you?
Well, I was a kid. I mean, I don't remember the Depression too much.
I don't
I remember having, that's when we had to get stamps to get sugar or meat or something like that. Yes, but I was working then. I wasn't small.
Mm-hmm.
I was working at the, where was I working at, Edgewood?
I don't know. I was working up the bank.
I was working at Edgewood because there was a man down there that would trade me sugar stamps for meat stamps. and
my friend died.
I don't know whether, I don't think we suffered too much during the Depression.
Mm-hmm. How about,
of course,
how
we
about
had to do without a lot of things that we ordinarily would have had.
I said, well, I had to do without one too. How about the one who died just recently?
Who?
You know, it was like 3 after 3.
Hmm?
The one that lived like 3 after 3. His girlfriend stayed there with him, and he didn't. Well, he didn't. You live far from me, and I can't think of his name. That's why I'm not telling you.
That's far from me now?
Hmm?
That's far from me now?
Well, it wasn't far from us. But they had that store right there as you go in, you know. And they all had some place to sit or something. I don't know.
They
go ahead and talk. Maybe I'll
remember.
They used
to have a little store around there where Drennan's have their house there on the corner of Washington Street. Washington and Fountain. Remember that little store they used to have there called Kelly's owned it? Remember that?
Yeah, on the corner.
Yeah, right there on the corner. That used to be a little store that sold little things.
Mm-hmm.
Just about a block down from on Washington Street.
Yeah, they do yet sometimes.
No, they don't have any store there now.
Well, I had some there when Paul took me down not long ago.
No, honey, not down there. They haven't had a store down there now for years and years and years.
Oh, Paul takes us down. He's the one that's out of school.
Not the Kelly store, because they haven't been. And
they have one on each side.
Mm-hmm. Where Dutch Boy has their store up there, you know Dutch Boy. That used to be a coffee store. And they used to grind their coffee, and was owned by a man by the name of Lake. Remember
yes,
that?
Yes, Lake. Up in the middle of the.
Up there where Agsters have their.
Up farther,
Dutch
all
Boy.
The way up. Farther. They used to have it when they did that.
It was a coffee and tea store they used
uh-huh.
to have there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you
what
it
else
whenever
I
you
remember?
Do you remember much of that hospital?
It was an old hospital. It was an old dwelling. And it had these great big peaks up on it, you know, like, what do you call them, bay windows or something, or hexagon-shaped bay windows.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 3 stories high, I think it was.
Don't fall down.
And steps galore. That's where my father died there in the old hospital. Well, then they tore that old hospital down and built this new one. Now they've been building on that and on. But it was on the...
I don't remember that. I didn't know
it
that.
Was on... I don't remember who owned that old house. Oh, it had the most gorgeous fireplaces in it. And all this
yes.
different color.
Black. They had them black.
They had a green room and a blue room and a red room.
Now you haven't got any room.
And they had this around the fireplace. The reason why it was called blue room and red,
it was
around
the
fireplace like this. It had this, what do you call it, ceramic or something, and it was all carved in different designs. Oh, they were beautiful.
I got the Lady of the Lake.
I tore that down. I know you got the Lady of the Lake. That's an old picture.
Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Lady of the Lake.
And you were talking about her playing the piano.
Yes. Would you like for her to play
sure.
it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
how did you get this piano?
My Uncle Gus gave it to me, and it cost $3,000.
No, $1,000.
No, that isn't what they told me. This one right
and
here.
Did you have lessons?
We had an old Knabe piano.
It was a
flat top. They called it a flat top Knabe.
It had
great big legs this big around on it. It had four of them. And it stood higher than that. And it was
Can somebody hear that?
No, he hadn't got it on. That's why I'm talking. Oh, no kidding.
You've heard it all.
Oh, my gosh.
Why? Who's nobody's going to bother you? Kick him on the shins. I'll tell you what I told him once. He told me that. I told him to kick him on the shins when they come at my house. Remember that? And Fred left Dorothy in the little house like this one over next door.
Well, now play for him.
Never had a lesson.
And don't know a note, but if you hum a piece for, she'll play it.
You ought to have heard a person come, women coming here today. And they
don't take that off. You're in your slip.
I got 2-3 slips on, so what the heck? So I'm not going to hurt anybody. They won't hurt me anymore.
Now, she plays one piece there.
What is that?
Play the piece you're going to tell them about. Susquehanna's Door. There's a piece called Susquehanna's Door. We don't know where it came from. We don't know who wrote it. We don't know anything about it.
Yep,
my father used to sing it. And that's all we got to go by. Backyard, isn't it?
Do you know what that is? Honey, staying in your own backyard, no matter what the
light
takes you.
Play Stardust for him.
Oh, is that it?
Thank you.
Oh, domination.
Tell me.
I don't remember how it goes myself.
That was a, you know who that was. That was playing first.
Hoagie Carmichael?
Yeah, Hoagie Carmichael.
Deep Purple?
Mm-hmm.
Deep Purple?
Well, that was... Was that? I didn't know whether that was Deep Purple or not. So when I said that, I said the first one I said.
Wasn't it in an ice gourd? That
no,
old Kanabe piano that Pop got bought for us?
Yes, I don't know.
It was in an ice gourd from 45.
It was an awful nice piano.
I'm pretty sure he said it was in an ice gourd. And it was at 45.
Wait, you see what happened down there, Ann?
Most of his work down there where the proving ground is today. And of course, when the proving ground took over and he didn't get any work, that's when he went into commercial fishing.
Well, what was it like down there? I mean, was it
just farmland, farms,
and
all over the place?
The big mosquito and little mosquito, they called
them. Yeah, well, that was the creeks down there that we used to go in. And this, I have to tell you, sometimes you couldn't get close enough to shore. And they would have a wagon drawn by two mules, and they would bring them out on wagons, and we'd have to transfer from the wagons into the hull of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Mules.
Oh, that boat was
poor old mules. I feel so sorry for them, pulling down that old dirt road and out in all that deep water. They go clear up. They go up clear past the bellies on them.
There were two girls there.
Do you remember the old man that we used to go see?
Where?
Down on the Black Island. And he had that great big pond with all these beautiful lilies in it.
Oh, yeah. That's one of them. There were two of them I wanted to
see. Now, what was his name?
I can't think of his name.
Emmert. Old Mr.
Emmert. Old Mr. Emmert, yeah.
He used to have a...
And he wasn't old looking either. Can you get that kind of...
See, our memories aren't as good as they used to be.
Oh, what's wow.
Yours been fine.
Wallace. Used to have a Wallace. Send out Wallace and all.
He
goes, tick, 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 and he used to send Wallace back and forth down there from Black Island, and he was the only man lived on it.
And he had to go to
the
daddy, had a place to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And down in this creek, they had a place that they called the Devil's Elbow, and you had to go way out like this and around.
Yeah.
Remember?
And we had to go over on, and when they had that time, they blew up the
I'm just about talked out.
Can I talk out?
No, talk myself out.
Well, now, what did you do after you got up? Like, you didn't tell me about your husband or what you did for a living or anything like that.
Well, my husband, he used to live down at the Rumney Creek.
And
his
also
mother,
went to the other
creek. His mother kept a house for sports. He used to come down and go gunning and fishing and things like that. And when the proving ground took over, the
you know what happened to me when the proving ground? I was sitting right with my eyes on those two things and it flew up. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Flew up.
He came to Harvard Grace, and I think in 1917. And his first job, he worked on those barges.
And
that's when I met him.
But Daddy did that.
That's when I met Troy. Now, you can talk about Fred, too.
Fred,
but that's when I met Troy, when he worked on. He had to go past here. He went past four times a day, you know, going to work and then lunch. They always went home to lunch. And then he worked for Stockholm for a whole number of years. And then he went to the proving ground after that, and he worked at the proving ground on those patrol boats. He was the diesel engineer on the patrol boats at the proving ground.
They had
now, in 1918, Fred came to town, didn't he? He came in 1918, and he was a machinist, and he worked at the proving ground.
Yes, and I was the first
all
one to
time.
Dance on that floor. Did you know that? No.
Yeah.
The men came in, they had a great big floor, and they told me they wanted me to dance on it. So I said, all right, and I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to put a big old cover over all the running. So,
and you tell me about Fred and his work now.
Fred's not here.
I know, but he wants to know about your husband.
Oh, my husband died. The one on this end.
Mm-hmm.
Good looking guy.
How did you meet him?
You know? He just used to go
there. He went with Ella first, remember?
Uh-huh.
He went with Ella first. And
well, Ella didn't care about it. She was over.
He didn't care. If a guy told her that he'd be there at a certain time and he wasn't there, she was gone. She wouldn't wait. So this one time, and it was later. Got in a canoe and it overtipped and he couldn't get anyone to. That's when he was gone with you, wasn't it?
Me? I think
mm-hmm.
there were three of them there.
So,
three places where you could go in.
When she fell in love with somebody else, and then Ed Baker, she fell in love with Ed Baker and got married, and then Fred went with Tree.
I don't remember that.
And then. And
Dad
used to tell Tracy, tell Faye and Alfred, he said, you've been with Ellen, you've been with Tracy, he said, I still have one more left. Remember him saying that?
Yeah.
And when Charlie asked Pop if
he
could marry me, you know, he said, well, I guess you can starve to death as well as I can. And he never starved to death. And that's what he told him.
No, one time when I went over there across here, I got all those nice things that were frozen, and that was the steel car that I had to
use.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did Fred do for a living? What did he do?
Fred, go ahead.
Go on.
No,
no, it's yours. What did Fred do when he worked?
Yeah.
He was a machinist, wasn't he?
And they used to take a great big piece of, what is that kind of stuff? They had an awful storm that day, and that thing blew up. And it was the girl that came to me and said, oh, she could go right in the ladies' room and get your clothes, because you were going to have a bad time here. And she'd see a big storm coming. And sure enough, we had the big storm. And one was going this way, and one was going this way. And my mother, of course, was with us, you know, we didn't get too far away, did we?
Mm-hmm. No, I thought it was off. It was on all the time. Boy, you fooled me then.
The
huh?
Well, he's taking that stuff. That's why I'm asking you. Well, now, it's really bad.
If anybody knows anything about that song, that first round is sure, I would really like to know. And
I'll play it for you.
I know you played it for us, but I would like to know where it came from or anything about it, if anybody, because we don't know. But all we know is that my father sang it, and that's it.
We used to go up to Porter's Harvest. That's where we started.
Up to Porter's?
Yes, up to Porter's Harvest.
We don't know who wrote it or anything about it. And I've never heard anyone else sing it or play it.
All those girls that used to
go. So I would like to know where it originated from, if I could find it.
Does it have any words, do you think?
Oh, yes, it has beautiful words. I can dance. I can't play the piano, but I can dance.
Well,
I used to play that
bagpipe
down there. You know
what? See, what one is talented for, the other one isn't, even though you're sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just don't work that way, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So what she does, I don't do. And
what
she don't do, I do.
Well, I
mean,
I haven't got anything on mine.
Yeah, but mine is. Mine's not
real. I lost on my clothes, eh? I'll play you something. What do you want?
I told you to play Kitten on the Keys.
I can't play that, I don't know.
Yes, you can.
Oh, I believe you can. That one?
That's it.
Somebody else's church.
What do you know about the history of the church?
know I stayed there all the time every time I went up there.
And you went to Sunday school there?
Yeah. And we had the men, I can't remember all of them. There was about six or eight that I could remember. I left someday. I got there. That's the other side of the place for me.
Yeah, we went to Sunday school there, and I brought my son up, and all her children were brought up in the Sunday school and the church.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that Mr. Senator donated the church.
And Daddy, don't forget Daddy.
The church last Sunday. They had a picture of all that too.
Mm-hmm.
You should have been there.
I got this one.
What about Daddy? What about Daddy?
Yes, yes, I got this. Oh, he put the
pizza
under the box.
Yeah, he put something in there.
It was money.
It was a rare coin,
yeah,
I think
it
was.
Yeah,
that he put in the cornerstone. You know,
yes.
They always put things in the cornerstone.
It was the stuff from Police Harbor.
Was it?
Yeah, what we're on right now is like...
Oh, that stone is heavy.
Huh?
That riprap stone was heavy.
Riprap?
That's what they called it, riprap stone, or 45 granite.
It's 45.
But they call it riprap because it's in all different shapes.
Well, some of these people right around here now don't know what we know what to say if you call them what it was.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the foundation of this house, 45 granite.
Oh, no, we got something so it was awful. Mm-hmm. The name
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been in the church. We've been active several years ago. They been about 3 years ago, I guess.
Oh,
so long. No, I'm talking about they honored all those that had been in the church for 50 years or more, and they presented us all with this little blue pin and a plaque. No, you weren't there.
Uh-huh.
And there was a piece in the paper showing where I was receiving the pin.
Oh, yeah,
and the plaque, remember?
Too, but I
just got under the line of 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just got under the line. And then there was one after me, of course. One or two after me, but they weren't there.
The first one that I got from him was the head man.
For a
nice little dance all
around
here. So I danced along with him.
Preacher Stewart married us. Did he marry you, too? Preacher Stewart?
I don't know. I think
he did, because he married Ella. Mm-hmm.
Well, everything's changed,
though.
You don't know.
Preacher Stewart. And then he was here for 11 years. Then he was transferred out here.
And he took us out there in the way out in the woods somewhere.
I remember when the church was up there in Borneman's apartment.
Well,
this Methodist church before this church was built.
Oh, this?
I mean, I don't remember because I've heard him talk about it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
No, because this church was not till what? What's the date on that church? 19.